Unit 9. Settle in the homestay home. Part 1. Listen, read, and act. Act 1. Li Meng, Xiao Hong, Daniel, and Mr. and Mrs. Davis are in the van going from the airport back home. Mr. Davis is driving. The others are talking together. Li Meng and Xiao Hong are attracted by what they see outside.
Look at these houses. Aren't they colorful?
Yes. Pink roof, orange roof, green, brown. They are all nice looking.
Yeah, the houses here are all different. What do houses look like back in China?
Well, many people actually live in apartments. They all look different inside. But from the outside, we don't see so many different designs.
That's true. It's more difficult for the architects to make each apartment look different.
Look at all the trees and flowers. They look so refreshing.
Yeah, don't they? We've got trees and flowers in front of our house and a big garden at the back of it. Do you like gardening?
I love it. I've always wanted to grow something, but we have no place. We've only got a few indoor plants.
Good. I've also got some herbs growing there too. You can try them later in the salad.
Herbs? Do you mean some medicine sort of thing?
No, there are some plants you can eat. You'll see them later.
Here we are. This is our home. Do you like it?
It's wonderful.
Part 5. Listen and retell the story. Act 2. Li Meng is going to share a room with Daniel. And Xiao Hong has got a room of her own. They're moving into the rooms. Mrs. Davis and Daniel are helping them.
Li Meng, you will share a room with Daniel. Is that all right?
That's good. We can have more time to talk.
Yeah, you can help me learn Chinese. And I'll help you with English and other things. Our room is upstairs, to the left.
I'm glad you like the arrangement. Now, Xiao Hong, you will have a room of your own. It's also upstairs, to the right.
Thanks, Mom.
Mrs. Davis drags a suitcase into Xiao Hong's room.
Now, here we are. This is your bed, your dresser, chest of drawers, and a closet. You can put your suitcase in the closet and your clothes in the drawers. You will have to share the bathroom with the two boys.
That's fine with me. Now I think I will unpack.
Right. Let us know if you need any help, dear.
Part 7. Listen, read, and think. Want to live in a house or an apartment? Do you want to live in a house or an apartment? Maybe it's not up to you to decide where to live. In fact, buying a house or buying an apartment largely depends on the family's income, needs, and lifestyle. A house usually has a front yard and a backyard, where the house owner plants many trees, grass, and beautiful flowers. In the backyard, there may be an open space for a family picnic. On a cool summer evening, parents and/or grandparents may sit in picnic chairs in the backyard, watching their children play games or play with their family dog. However, houses are very expensive, and not everyone can afford a house. Townhouses are a bit different. They are individually owned, but physically attached to other townhouses. They are usually two or three stories, and may have a small yard attached. Townhouses are usually less expensive than houses, because there is sometimes no private garden, and one or more walls are shared with other families. An apartment or a flat is usually located in a high-rise building. On each level, there can be several apartments or flats with one street address. People living in this building can often meet each other and have friendly talks. But when it's rush hour, the lift can get very crowded. Some people may have to wait for a long time to get out of the building. The good part, however, is that most people can easily afford to live in a flat or in an apartment. Part 10. Listen, practice, and act. Act 3. After they have settled in, Mrs. Davis explains a few house rules to Li Meng and Xiao Hong.
You two look so refreshed now after a shower.
Thanks.
Now here is some orange juice. Take a glass, and there are a few things I'd like you to know, a few house rules.
House rules?
Yeah, things you can do and can't do. A few do's and don'ts, if you will. Now first, be sure to tell me your whereabouts. If you don't come home right away after school. You see, otherwise we will worry about you.
Yes, we'll remember that. What's our home phone number?
Don't worry, I'll give it to you later. Now, second, there will be no night out on weekdays. You should get back before 6 p.m.
Before 6?
Right, and on weekends you can go out with your friends, but still, you should get back before 9 p.m.
Okay, sounds fine. We'll remember them.
Part 13. Listen and find the information.
Excuse me, I am new here. Can you tell me where the supermarket is?
Yes, go along the road and turn left at the traffic light. You can see the library on your right. The supermarket is next to the library.